Morning, everybody. It's the 1st of July. This is a follow-up audio blog from the previous one. It's concerning the Dulux Light and Space paint, which is the first time that I've used it, and I promised in my previous audio blog that I just I do a follow-up blog just to give my personal impression on the paint and how it went and how it looked and things like that. I just give you a brief description of what I was actually painting. It was a kitchen and a conservatory. The kitchen had quite a dark sagey green paint, which I painted about 6 years ago, I think, and they basically wanted it brightening up. So what I used was just a standard Dulux colour, a Buttercup Full 6 I used as a base coat, and then the Light and Space Lunar Falls on top of it. My impressions of the paint, it was really good, actually. I was pleasantly surprised with the overall effect. From a technical point of view, the coverage was excellent, especially over the darker colours that I'd used. Spreading rate was good as well. I was using a 3-inch Purdy synthetic bristle brush roller cutting in and a medium pile sheep's wool roller for the rest of the walls. Again, you know, the actual flow of the paint was very good. I didn't have to water it down or anything like that, considering that it was absolutely boiling in the conservatory yesterday, which was a good thing because everything dried really nice and fast. One thing that I didn't quite understand was why on the back of the tin it gives 4 hours as a drying time, whereas with the standard Dulux emulsion, it's between, they say between 2 to 4 hours, but that's dependent on the surface conditions. So I wasn't too sure about that. Again, I was working in the conservatory, and literally within 20 minutes it was bone dry. I mean, bone dry. It was that hot. So my kind of working conditions were pretty unique for putting the emulsion on. But the actual colour and whether this Lumitech formulation works, from what I've seen using it for the first time in the particular conditions that I was working in and the rooms that I was working in, it worked wonderfully. It did have a good matte finish, but it seemed to have a sheen. It seemed to have that reflective sheen of a soft sheen paint. So definitely with this Lumitech formulation, you know, from what I could see, it definitely worked. I would probably recommend it for ceilings. You know, if you were working in a darkened room or they wanted something to just lift the ceiling a bit, maybe make it a bit lighter, a bit brighter, then definitely using this Light and Space in a white matte, in a white finish would be fine. It'd be superb. So, yeah, that's my personal impressions of the paint. I'd give it, you know, definitely use it. I found it really good to work with, and I hope you will too. Again, you can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/JGDecorator. I have a new website as well, just with some basic kind of information about me, and also a link to an online picture gallery where I post regular pictures. So yeah, I'll be doing some more audio blogs soon. Okay, bye.